Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 174,764 views on Friday, the 6th of December 2019, our article of the day is Alia. Alia Dana Horton, January 16, 1979, August 25, 2001, was an American singer, actress, and model. Born in Brooklyn, New York, and raised in Detroit, Michigan, she first gained recognition at the age of 10, when she appeared on the television show Star Search and performed in concert alongside Gladys Knight. At the age of 12, Alia signed with Jive Records and her uncle Barry Hankerson's Black Crown Records. Hankerson introduced her to R. Kelly, who became her mentor, as well as lead songwriter and producer of her debut album, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. The album sold 3 million copies in the United States and was certified double platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. After facing allegations of an illegal marriage with Kelly, Alia ended a contract with Jive and signed with Atlantic Records. Alia worked with record producers Timbaland and Missy Elliott for her second album, One in a Million, which sold 3 million copies in the United States and more than 8 million copies worldwide. In 2000, Alia appeared in her first film, Romeo Must Die. She contributed to the film's soundtrack, which spawned the single Try Again. The song topped the Billboard Hot 100 solely on airplay, making Alia the first artist in Billboard history to achieve this goal. Try Again also earned Alia a Grammy Award nomination for Best Female R&B Vocalist. After completing Romeo Must Die, Alia filmed her role in Queen of the Damned, and released her self-titled third and final studio album in 2001. On August 25, 2001, Alia and 8 others were killed in a plane crash in the Bahamas after filming the music video for the single Rock the Boat. The pilot, Luis Morales III, was unlicensed at the time of the accident and toxicology tests revealed that he had traces of cocaine and alcohol in his system. Alia's family later filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Black Hawk International Airways, which was settled out of court. Alia's music continued to achieve commercial success with several posthumous releases, and has sold an estimated 24 to 32 million albums worldwide. She has been credited for helping to redefine contemporary R&B, pop and hip-hop, earning her the nicknames the Princess of R&B and Queen of Urban Pop. Billboard lists her as the 10th most successful female R&B artist of the past 25 years, and the 27th most successful in history. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:14 UTC on Saturday, the 7th of December 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Alia. This podcast is produced by Arbalsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbalsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Geraint. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.